Hello, this is Alyssa from Family First. How may I help you?
Hi, Alyssa. This is Hector Santos calling.
Yes?
Yes, hi. I'm calling because I had called about this before, and I'm not sure where I can get a resolution. So today, for example, I'm with my client, Scott Mishimer, and he has doctor appointment, and we've been up and going since 7:30 this morning. However, I'm unable to clock in or clock out for these times that I'm working with him on this app that you guys have. Obviously, he only has a 16.5 hours and stuff like that, but I'm literally driving him an hour away from where he from where we both reside at. And an hour back, obviously that doesn't compute into anything, but I have no way of recording the fact that I'm with the client and working with the client, and that's not on regular quote-unquote scheduled Saturday and Sunday time.
Okay, in that case, you should ask for more. I mean, we can do two things. We can put the time in.
It's not asking for more. We're going to deal with that next week with the insurance company. What I'm asking is, I want to be able, there's no way for me to clock in and clock out, which would obviously, from the 16.5 hours, affect that. So if I was able to clock in and clock out with the hours that I'm putting in the day, obviously I will have less hours on the weekend, which is totally fine. But I wanted to be able to document that I'm with the client and working with him today, you know, whether I work 4 hours or
okay,
3 hours
I understand.
On Saturday.
In that case, what you are going to do is that you are going to inform me like you are doing right now. You can let me know by text message or by call, hey, I was this hour to this hour with the client, and you clock in and clock out. I can see it the day after because we see the EBVs the day after. So I can create the visit, and you have, like, more free hours for the, or maybe if you complete your 16 hours in the week and you don't have to go on weekends, we can do that, too.
So I would have to fill out the paper app, correct? Because I can't do it on the app. It won't let me log in, log out.
No, you have to inform me because caregivers are not allowed to do that. So you have to tell me, hey, I was with the caregiver, for example, 7:30 to 10:30. I can create a visit, and you're going to clock in. It doesn't matter because it's going to show me before. I mean, if the visit is not created, you cannot clock in and clock out. You have to inform me. You are going to do it anyways, and I'm going to link it, okay? But you have to let me know because if I can see the clock in and clock out and I have no information, it's like I dismiss it because it's not in the regular schedule.
Yeah, well, I get that, but, you know, like I told everybody in the past, even though the schedule says Saturday and Sunday, I'm with the client a lot during the week, and I'm unable to log in those hours because it doesn't openly allow you. And it's not that I'm looking to get more hours. I would obviously do it within the time frame of hours that I'm allowed, but I'm with the client more so throughout the week, helping him with activities and appointments and things of that nature. But for whatever reason, although I've had other clients in the past and I'm able to log in and log out on times when, you know, I'm working with the client that are not on the actual schedule, the way you guys have it set up, it doesn't allow me to freely do that. So in essence, if I'd logged in, I'm not even done with the client. We're still headed to another doctor appointment. If I logged in 5 hours, whatever, for today, it would count, like, on for the week because the week runs Monday through Sunday. So unfortunately, the way you guys have it set up, it doesn't allow me to do that so that I can calculate the 16.5 hours for the week. Whenever it is that I'm actually with the client throughout the week.
Yes, I understand, but as I'm telling you, you have to inform me so I can make the changes on the schedule, okay?
Okay, all right, so...
For example, today, since which hour did you start with the client?
Say what?
For example, today, since which hour did you start with the client?
I started at 7:30 today.
Okay,
we're
not
done yet.
Okay, no problem. So what I'm going to do, if that works for you, I'm going to create visits for each day, and you are going to be update me every day, like, hey, this day I did work, or hey, this day I did not work. We were for this amount of time, so I can distribute the hours for the whole week, not only on Saturday and Sunday. Okay?
All right. Yeah, I mean, do I have to call every day when I'm not working with him?
Yes.
That like, seems very inconvenient, whether I do or not. I mean, I get it if I do, but if I don't work with him and I don't put anything in, then we can basically just assume that I didn't work with the client that day.
Yes, but what tends to happen, and it's very, very common with the caregivers, is that they forgot to clock in and clock out. That's why I have to call or ask, because if I assume that you did not work and I delete the visit, and after that tell me, hey, I forgot to clock in and clock out. That's why we ask for the confirmation, because
yeah,
we cannot assume that. So mostly people forgot to clock in and clock out.
Yeah, I mean, this is just crazy convenient because I have other things to be doing. I guess at this point, I'll just presume that I'll count this in my own hours for the weekend. Don't even bother. I'll make sure I stay within the 16 and a half hours for the weekend. It's 16 and a half or 17.
Let me confirm, but as I'm telling you, the solution is that I'm going to open visits for the every day for the week, so you can fulfill and you can inform me, so we can complete the 16 hours, okay? But the main issue is that you need more hours. I can help you to set up the 16, but in the case in general, needs more hours.
Yeah, we're going to meet with the insurance company. We're meeting with the insurance company next week, so we're handling that from an insurance standpoint.
So, yeah, I can help you to distribute the 16 hours per week.
It's 16 and a half, actually.
Yeah, okay, no problem. I can help you with that, okay? I'm going to open visits for each day, and you have to communicate with me so the calendar can be updated.
Okay, listen, let's just forego that for right now. Let's leave it in for Saturday and Sunday. I don't want to be calling in every day. I don't have the time for that. I got a lot of other things that I do in between time. So I have another client that I have to take care of. I don't want to be doing a whole bunch of other stuff. So let's just leave it in as it is for the 16 and a half for Saturday and Sunday. Next week we meet with the insurance company. We'll discuss additional hours with them.
Okay.
Those additional hours, then we'll make adjustments to the schedule. So I'll just accordingly work this weekend. My total 16 and a half. I'll log in, log out for the 16 and a half hours. But obviously one of those days I'll just not be with the client for however many hours I was with him today.
Okay,
so
no problem.
Not a big deal. Yeah, so don't even worry about it. Let's just leave everything as is.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.